guys. Episode 97 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt. Good morning, you guys. Nice to see you. Did you have a good week? Hope you had a great one. Hope you made some progress. I bet you did great. I had a good one. It was, I finally got all the way back to work. And it was good. It was awesome. So, getting in the boat shop, working hard, really enjoying the social time. Every time I go back to those shops, I recognize how alone I've been and how much I appreciate all the guys there, all the companionship. It's great. I've got good friends at all the shops, and so I'm back at one I haven't been to for, a year and a half or so, in any amount of time. I've been back there actually pretty regularly, but haven't, you know, dug in with the boys. And so it's been good getting caught up and all that. It was tiring. It's brutal. This is the big shop where it's just kind of mayhem, and it's loud and dirty, and I'm laying on the metal. I come home just completely beat up. So this was the first full week of that. And as usual, I'm in there going, oh God, I don't know if I can do this. Am I going to be able to make it through the day? And and so far, so good. I'm going to be just fine. But it's always hard to get used to it again. And I do completely wipe myself out. I mean, I spent yesterday doing absolutely nothing, just sitting on the couch. And there's great surf right down the street today and yesterday. And I'm just pretty much all the way spent and knowing that I need to rest. So I'm kind of just taking it easy on the weekend here. And I've got, they're hoping, excuse me, you guys, I apologize. They're hoping to deliver this boat before Thanksgiving, which I don't think is going to happen. But I'm going to try my best to help them hit that goal. So I'm just going to stay buried in that work for the next month or so. And I probably am going to have to start working weekends too to try and hit that deadline, but that's good. I need the work, and I'm happy to have the opportunity to make hay while the sun shines, as they say. So that's what I've been doing, and that's all I've been doing. And it's good. I've been feeling great. My energy in there and my attitude, everything's just, continues to be profoundly different than it used to be, thanks to Zero Carb. So nice that that's continuing. My energy is good. I've been waking up. I did work out 3 times a week last week, which is back to kind of my full-time schedule. So I worked out Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I would go in there to work and stay for 8 hours, a couple days, a little more. And then come home and eat. So I've been doing a one meal a day, as I kind of naturally gravitate to when I'm working. And that's been fine. I've been eating a little less. I didn't have any sick days this week. But I did end up with a powerful hunger. I spent most of yesterday, like I said, just resting and eating. Getting caught up on my, you know, I think I get a food deficit going during the week when I eat like that. So kind of seems like I need to get caught up on the weekends. But that's okay. I've been feeling fine, and I haven't been hungry and at work. Haven't been getting hungry during the day. It seems like it's just no big deal. Sometimes I wake up and I work out and I'm a little rumbly, and then it just passes and it's no big deal. It's so much easier to deal with hunger and fasting and breaks from eating on this way of eating that it really is just not an issue at all. I don't really consciously force any of it. It's just sort of how it happens. And man, it's great. It's so nice being able to just go in there and just work, you know, one long stretch. And I don't feel like I really want a break. I mean, I'm tired of the work, but I don't need to stop and eat. I don't feel like I need to or want to or would do better doing that. So that's been great to get back to work. Been so nice to hang out with the guys, like I said, and get some socializing in, you know, on a day-to-day basis. It makes me feel, I notice that I do better when I get that. So gonna need to work on that going forward. I sure spend a lot of time here alone when I'm not working. So yeah, common theme with me here, saying I'm gonna work on that and never getting anywhere. I don't really know how to fix that one, so whatever. Anyways, so there's my week of work of Zero Carb. I pretty much ate my burgers and the pork belly, the uncured pork belly that I told you I bought last week. And that's been great. That pork belly's been Just fine. It doesn't seem to have any of the repercussions of bacon. I think Dean maybe attributed that maybe to nitrates. I think maybe so, Dean. Maybe nitrates and probably all the salt and whatever else they put in there. You know, there's always sugar and spices as part of the ingredients. I don't think the sugar is really a big deal, although maybe it is, especially burnt sugar, you know, fried. That's probably not something my body really likes. What are those things called? I've forgotten. I was so concerned about them when I used to eat them. Anyways, I do think that the bacon, it's not the pork as much as it's the stuff in the bacon that makes me kind of slowly deteriorate when I do eat it. So I've been pretty excited about the pork belly, uncured. It's close enough to bacon for me. And it does help me get that fat up for my burgers. So, and as well, I did. I bought a ribeye, and so I've been eating a little bit of that every third day or so. And boy, that's been good. Still slicing it like bacon and having it fried, which is just so good. Especially those fat end bits, you know, fried up like bacon. And really, I love it. I like it almost better if I refrigerate it after I fry it and then eat it the next day. Still with some, you know, not totally fried. There's still quite a bit of white fat there, but just some fried edges and then cooled down to be firm again. I love it. So I've been eating quite a bit of that, a little bit of smoked salmon, and that's it. I've been feeling great. Didn't have a sick day this week. I don't think I had one last week. So I think it's been a couple weeks since I've had a sick day. And yeah, going good. So that brings me to what's upcoming for me, which is my doctor's appointment coming in. I don't think it's this week. I think it's next week. So I'll talk to you guys one more time, I think, beforehand. But Robin, I just want to say thank you so much. You guys, if you missed the comments, Robin pointed me towards some information regarding gallbladder issues and talked about her experience. And boy, it sure sounds like that's what continues that I can that sounds like that's what I'm continuing to struggle with on my sick nights. And you know, if I go back to the event that made me zero carb, which was, geez, I guess it's 3 years ago now, and I had house guests, so I was still living in the big house. I guess it would be 4 years ago now. And I ate a bunch of kale chips and I'm trying to remember what else. I don't know what I had for meals, and I don't even remember really what I was eating at that time. Mostly meat and kale and veggies from my garden, trying to do all homegrown stuff. I ate a bunch of kale chips, some lentils. That's right. I had some lentils that I had. I think I had dried them. I think I'd made like a you know like a snack, like a Chex mix or something with some lentils. Whew, dried out, fibrous stuff. Anyways, the symptoms that I had, that I had an episode that was so bad. It lasted for a couple days. It must have been a major obstruction. Now I think it was a major obstruction in my gallbladder. Robin, thank you. I ended up having white stool, which, as I read the links about the gallbladder, there was two types of episodes. One was the biliary colic or whatever, Robin, that you were talking about, where there's a small obstruction, and then there was another one, cholesterolemia or something. That's not right, but it was something else where things go really wrong, and the liver can't get rid of the bile or can't. I don't remember, and I apologize. But at any rate, it leads to pale stools and the feelings that I was having. I'm pretty sure that's what kicked this whole thing off, was a real gnarly gallbladder attack. And I think, Dean, you said that a year ago or so when I was having some issues with the vomiting and whatnot. Many of you have pointed towards this. But what I'm so excited about is that there is an action that I can take with my doctor that's, you know, simple and actionable. Robin, thank you for that. And that is the ultrasound to look for gallstones. Quite sure my doctor will be accommodating there. And we do have an ultrasound facility here in my small town. So I'm really hopeful. I'm really hopeful. It's so exciting actually to have sort of a little glimmer of something there. And don't get me wrong, I'm not pinning everything on there. If it turns out that isn't what it is, I'll just be right back here where I am now, and I'm doing great, so no big deal. But I'm very hopeful that that there's maybe some more progress to be made there. So looking, you know, at my gallbladder, seeing if got gallstones, and apparently if it's bad enough, that can be removed and never have a sick night again, as Robin says, which, yes, that would be wonderful, Robin. Thank you for that. So I'm so excited. I'm thrilled to just have something actionable to look towards. Symptoms all seem to fit in there very well, and gallbladder complications are a complication of Crohn's. People with Crohn's tend to end up with gallbladder issues. So it all seems to match kind of my experience. So yeah, that's given me a lot of hope. So I'm really looking forward to seeing my doctor for that reason. And yeah, so that's been great. And yeah, well, I guess that's all I got to say on that. I'm just happy about that little bit of information. So thank you so much, Robin. That made a big difference to me, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing where that leads. So there's that. And I guess that's about it. I think it's late today, guys. It's almost 9 o'clock. It's dark outside. Trying to get caught up on sleep and rest, and I just beat myself up crawling around in that boat. It's a really tiny little pilot house. I'm laying under the dash with whatever. It's going to be a miserable few weeks. So I'm going to try to stay focused. That is my goal. So this coming week, I'm just going to be getting back to work. Eating some pork belly and some burgers and some ribeye, and that's about all I got to say. So I'll have to come back next week and keep you guys posted on how I'm doing there, and I'm going to do some more research heading towards my doctor appointment and see if I can get a little more prepared for that. But if any of you have any input, I'd love to hear it regarding my gallbladder stuff, if you have any more to add to that. And I guess otherwise, I'm just going to get back to work. I'm going to rest up today. I might go surfing. There's great surf down the street. But at the moment, I just feel like watching football, laying on the couch, eating ribeye. So I'll probably just rest up today and then dig in hard at work this week. And I'll get back with you guys next week and let you know how it all goes. So I'm going to keep it short today and get on with my resting. So I hope you guys have a great week. Have a great day. Make some progress. Stay the course. Let me know how I can help. And thank you guys, as always, for listening and watching and all your support. Kind comments, it means so much to me. So, alrighty, that's enough for today. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks again. Bye.